Chapter 7 A Mysterious Hero. The next morning, Jordan left early, but he didn't go to school. He went to the train station. He took the 9:30 train to Bramley. The train arrives in Bramley at 10:50, thought Jordan. That should give me enough time to evacuate the block of flats. Jordan sat on the train and thought about the events of the last few days. Suddenly, the train slowed down and stopped. "Why are we stopping here?" Jordan asked himself. "This station isn't on the route." Before he could ask anybody, he heard the driver's voice. "There is a dead animal at the entrance to the next station. Please stay on the train. We will continue to Bramley in a few minutes." "Oh no," thought Jordan. "Why now?" Then he started to think about his mission. "How am I going to get all the people out of the building? I'll make up a story about an accident and ask for help. No, that probably won't work. I'll have to think of something else. Maybe a gas leak is the solution." Just then, Jordan heard the driver's voice again. "All passengers, please sit down. The train is ready to continue to Bramley." "Phew," said Jordan. The train finally arrived at Bramley Station at 11:30, and Jordan was worried. "Will I get to May Street in time?" he thought. "Excuse me," he asked a worker at the station. "How do I get to May Street, please?" "Just continue straight," answered the worker, pointing down the street, "and then turn right near the sea." Jordan found the street and ran to the block of flats at number 19. It was now 11:45. He looked at the names on the post boxes. The first one said, "Mrs. Burns." Jordan saw there were 8 flats in the building. 2 old women were sitting on the terrace of a flat. "One of those women is probably Mrs. Burns," thought Jordan. "She lives on the ground floor." The old women watched with curiosity as Jordan ran inside the building and disappeared up the stairs. He knocked loudly on the door of the first flat and a young woman opened it. She was standing with a cup of tea in her hand. "Who are you?" she asked. "What's the problem?" Jordan recognized her from the interview on TV. "You must leave the building now," he told her. "There's a gas leak in my grandmother's flat on the ground floor, and it's very dangerous. Please tell everybody on this floor to leave the building immediately. I'm going upstairs to inform the other residents." The woman didn't look happy, but she locked her flat and followed Jordan's instructions. Jordan ran up the stairs. He knocked on every door and started shouting, "There's a gas leak in Mrs. Burns' flat! Everybody out of the building! Hurry!" It was 11:50. One by one, the doors opened and everybody ran into the corridor. There was chaos. "What's happening?" asked one resident. "There's a gas leak in Mrs. Burns' flat. We must leave the building quickly," answered another resident. "Who was that boy?" somebody asked. "I'm not sure. Maybe he's Mrs. Burns' grandson," answered somebody else. Jordan went outside. The 2 old women were still sitting in the garden. "Please go across the street to the park," said Jordan. "There's a gas leak in the building." "That's nonsense. Who are you?" one of the women asked. At that moment, the residents from the first floor ran out of the building in a panic. Now the two old women were frightened, and they decided to follow everybody. 2 minutes later, the rest of the residents ran outside and crossed the street. Okay, I've done my job, thought Jordan. It's time to go. Stay here, he shouted to everybody. Don't go into the building. And he started to run to the train station. I hope that boy isn't playing a trick on us, said one man. I don't think he is, said the young woman from the flat on the first floor. He's Mrs. Burns's grandson. The two old women were listening to the conversation. Excuse me, said one of them. Did I hear you speak about a grandson? I've got two beautiful granddaughters, but no grandson. Then who was that? Asked the young woman. Before Mrs. Burns could answer, a loud explosion was heard. The residents' faces filled with horror as flames exploded from a flat on the ground floor. Oh, no! Shouted Mrs. Burns. My flat's on fire! And she fainted. Jordan heard the sirens of the fire engines and police cars. He stopped running. He had lots of time until the train to London arrived. He felt very good. His mission was a success.